Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Tuesday, June 17, 2025.
China's economic update, mixed signals ahead. China's latest economic data shows a mixed picture. Factory output growth has dropped to 5.8%, falling short of the expected 5.9%. In contrast, retail sales have surged by 6.4%, significantly higher than April's 5.1% increase, thanks to strong sales during the Labor Day holiday and the popular 618 shopping festival. However, the economy is grappling with ongoing trade conflicts with the United States, where tariffs on Chinese exports have hit 55%. Exports to the U.S. plummeted by 34.5% in May, the largest drop since February 2020. Analysts caution that persistent issues in the housing market could slow future growth. Despite government efforts to boost the economy and a slight decrease in the urban jobless rate to 5%, the overall outlook remains cautious. What does this mean for consumers and businesses moving forward?
Microsoft's new data protection plans for Europe. Microsoft is taking a bold step to enhance data security for its European customers by introducing new data protection plans. This initiative addresses growing concerns about data sovereignty and security. The company guarantees that all data stored by its European clients will remain within Europe and be managed by local staff, ensuring compliance with European laws. To further boost security, any remote access by Microsoft staff will be monitored and approved by European teams in real time. This reflects a broader trend among tech companies prioritizing data safety amid increasing regulations. Currently, Microsoft's dedicated cloud service is in preview mode and will be available later this year, with key locations in Stockholm, Sweden, and Hanover, Germany. This move underscores Microsoft's commitment to keeping data safe while meeting the unique needs of its European customers.
India and EU trade agreement announcement. On June 16, 2025, Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced plans to finalize a free trade agreement with the European Union by the end of the year. This deal aims to boost trade and strengthen economic connections between India and the EU. Cyprus, which will take over the EU presidency in 2026, is focused on enhancing EU-India relations. Modi highlighted the exciting potential for new business opportunities during his visit, which also included talks about the India-Middle East-Europe corridor, a proposed trade link designed to foster trade and promote peace in the region. Cypriot President Nikos Christodoulides expressed strong support for the agreement, emphasizing its benefits for both nations. This collaboration could pave the way for significant economic growth and deeper ties.
Harvard University versus Trump administration, a legal showdown. A fierce legal battle is brewing between Harvard University and the Trump administration over restrictions on international students. On June 16, 2025, U.S. District Judge Allison Burroughs will hear arguments about a temporary restraining order that blocks President Donald Trump's plan to limit foreign nationals from studying at Harvard. Harvard claims these restrictions violate the First Amendment and threaten free speech rights. Last year, the university welcomed around 6,800 international students, making up 27% of its total enrollment, with many coming from China and India. This hearing follows a previous order that halted the administration's actions after Trump announced plans to revoke Harvard's certification for the Student and Exchange Visitor Program. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem's immediate revocation of this certification was quickly blocked by Judge Burroughs. Harvard argues that the administration's actions are punitive, aimed at punishing the university for its stance on governance. The outcome of this case could significantly impact international students and U.S. immigration policy, raising important questions about national security and educational access.
Senator Kaine's legislation on Iran. Senator Tim Kaine from Virginia has introduced a new law to limit President Donald Trump's ability to take military action against Iran without Congress's approval. This proposal comes as tensions escalate between Israel and Iran, raising fears of a larger conflict in the Middle East. Kaine argues that Congress should reclaim its power to declare war, emphasizing that military engagement with Iran should only occur if absolutely necessary for national security. His previous attempt in 2020 gained bipartisan support, but was ultimately vetoed by Trump. Recent Israeli strikes on Iran's nuclear facilities have led to retaliation, with Iran launching missile attacks on Israel that have caused civilian deaths. Meanwhile, world leaders are meeting in Canada to discuss the situation, while Trump has expressed support for Israel and warned Iran against threatening U.S. interests.
OpenAI and Microsoft partnership under scrutiny. Executives at OpenAI are considering accusing Microsoft Corporation of unfair competition in their partnership, according to the Wall Street Journal. This could lead to government oversight of their contract to investigate potential antitrust issues. Microsoft invested $1 billion in OpenAI in 2019, which significantly shaped their collaboration. Now, OpenAI is looking to reduce its reliance on Microsoft by exploring options like Google Cloud Services. Ongoing discussions about the partnership, including Microsoft's future ownership share in OpenAI, have yet to reach a resolution. Both companies remain optimistic about continuing their collaboration. Previous regulatory concerns have prompted Microsoft to make compromises, such as giving up its board observer seat at OpenAI to address scrutiny in the US and the UK. What could this mean for the future of tech partnerships?
Canada-US economic deal in 30 days. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney and US President Donald Trump are racing to finalize a new economic and security deal within 30 days. This announcement follows their meeting at the G7 summit in Kananaskis, Alberta, where they tackled trade relations and tariffs on steel and aluminum. Carney stressed the urgency for a fresh economic partnership due to ongoing issues from U.S. tariffs on Canadian goods. Trump reaffirmed his commitment to tariffs as a key part of negotiations. While both leaders are eager to move forward, Canadian officials worry about the pace of talks, suggesting the U.S. may not be in a hurry. Kirsten Hillman, Canada's ambassador to Washington, highlighted Canada's aim to eliminate tariffs on its exports to the U.S. The outcome of these negotiations could significantly affect businesses and consumers in both countries.
Concerns rise over U.S. vaccination program shakeup. A shakeup in U.S. health leadership has sparked fears about the future of vaccination programs. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has fired all 17 members of the Immunization Advisory Committee, known as ACIP, which guides the CDC on vaccine recommendations. Just 2 days later, he appointed 8 new members, alarming former committee members and public health experts. They warn that these sudden changes could weaken the U.S. immunization program and threaten access to life-saving vaccines. Concerns are growing over the unclear reasons behind Kennedy's decisions, which may reverse significant progress in vaccine policy. This turmoil comes amid ongoing debates about vaccine safety and trust in public health agencies. Experts fear that these actions could diminish confidence, which is crucial for maintaining high vaccination rates. What does this mean for the future of public health?
Senate Republicans propose changes to electric vehicle tax credits. On June 16, 2025, Senate Republicans introduced a bill to remove the $7,500 tax credit for new electric vehicles and the $4,000 credit for used ones. This change would take effect 180 days after the bill is signed, immediately ending tax credits for leased electric vehicles not made in North America. However, leased cars could still qualify for a tax credit for an additional 180 days if they meet strict manufacturing rules. Meanwhile, the House of Representatives wants to extend the $7,500 tax credit for new EVs through the end of 2025 and until the end of 2026 for automakers that haven't sold 200,000 EVs. The Senate's proposal also includes a new $250 annual fee for electric vehicles and a $100 fee for hybrids to help fund road repairs. Additionally, it aims to exempt interest on auto loans for new U.S.-made cars through 2028, gradually ending for individuals making over $100,000 a year. These proposed changes could reshape the future of electric vehicles in the U.S., sparking important discussions about their impact on sales and environmental policies.
OpenAI's major defense contract. OpenAI has landed a major $200 million contract with the U.S. Department of Defense to create cutting-edge AI solutions aimed at enhancing national security. This project will take place mainly in Washington, D.C., with a completion target set for July 2026. As of June 2025, OpenAI reported impressive yearly earnings of $10 billion and is raising up to $40 billion in funding led by SoftBank Group, valuing the company at around $300 billion. This investment reflects a broader strategy by the U.S. government to leverage technology for national security. In April 2025, the White House's Office of Management and Budget issued guidance to ensure that both the government and the public benefit from a competitive AI marketplace. This contract highlights the growing role of AI in military applications and raises important ethical questions about the use of autonomous technologies in defense.
UN warns of growing hunger crisis. The United Nations has raised an alarm about a worsening hunger crisis in 13 hotspots around the world, as detailed in the report Hunger Hotspots, released on June 16, 2025, by the Food and Agriculture Organization and the World Food Programme. Five countries are facing immediate starvation risks: Sudan, Palestine, South Sudan, Haiti, and Mali. In Sudan, about 25 million people are struggling with severe food shortages due to ongoing conflict. South Sudan is in a dire situation, with 7.7 million people in crisis, including 63,000 facing famine-like conditions worsened by civil war and flooding. The Gaza Strip in Palestine is also suffering, with its 2.1 million residents facing acute food shortages, and nearly 500,000 projected to be at risk of famine by September. Haiti is dealing with rising gang violence, displacing thousands and leaving around 8,400 people in catastrophic hunger. In Mali, conflict and soaring grain prices threaten 2,600 individuals with starvation. The report emphasizes the urgent need for humanitarian action to save lives, with leaders from FAO and WFP calling for immediate investment and support to ensure aid reaches those in need.
Wagner Group withdraws from Mali. The Wagner Group, a Russian private military company, has officially pulled out of Mali as of June 16, 2025, after 3.5 years of operations. This marks a dramatic shift in Mali's security situation, with the Africa Corps, a Kremlin-controlled paramilitary group, stepping in to take over Wagner's role. Mali has been struggling with ongoing conflict, particularly against Tuareg separatists and jihadist groups linked to ISIL and Al-Qaeda, especially after French forces withdrew in 2021 following a military coup. Frustrated with Western support, the Malian junta turned to Wagner, seeing Russia as a more reliable ally. However, Wagner's presence has sparked controversy, with reports of civilian deaths, including a tragic incident in February that claimed at least 20 lives. The situation became even more complicated after the death of Yevgeny Prigozhin, Wagner's leader, in a plane crash in August 2023, leading to a reorganization of their operations. The Africa Corps is expected to focus on training and protecting assets rather than direct combat, reflecting a shift in Russia's military strategy in Mali. The implications of Wagner's withdrawal and the rise of the Africa Corps are significant, as the security situation in Mali remained precarious, with ongoing attacks from jihadist groups. The future of Russian involvement will depend on how effectively the Africa Corps can handle local insurgent challenges and maintain stability in the region.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.